XEO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Democrats in Congress have unveiled a bill to bolster free speech protections in the wake of Charlie Kirk's death and the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel's late night show. Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Trump administration campaign of threats against civil society and free speech. This is an assault on everything this country has stood for since the Constitution's been signed.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's vaccine advisors have voted to remove the CDC's recommendations on a combined vaccine for children. Sabrina Cupid has that.
The panel votes not to recommend the combination vaccine for measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox for children under the age of 4 years old. Children under four should instead get a separate MMR vaccine and a vaccine against chickenpox.
The advisory panel is expected to make its recommendations on COVID-19 vaccines tomorrow. On Wall Street today, stocks finished higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. New technology released for rising rivers and floods. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin. Mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley, this is a new tool that visually shows in high resolution street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A popular Green Bay grocery store chain is being bought out by a St. Louis-based company, Connie Fellman reports.
Festival Foods will keep the same name, but be owned by the newly formed 1939 Group Incorporated, the holding company for the Schnucks Market grocery chain. Mark Scogan, outgoing CEO of Festival Foods, said in a news release the transition will help expand the company's impact and continue their tradition of community support across the Midwest. Scogan's Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers has 51 stores throughout Wisconsin, including here in Northeast Wisconsin. 42 stores operate under the Festival Foods banner. I'm Connie Fellman.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What is our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight in the upper 50s, high tomorrow in the low 70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
On Friday night, the Wausau West High School football team plays host to Wisconsin Rapids in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Featherstone Cabinetry, the Wausau West Gridiron Club, and K5 Construction. It's Wausau West taking on Wisconsin Rapids in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on Wausau's only radio home for high school play-by-play. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, our regular Week in Review panelists with any updates on who else the president has had canceled in the media. I mean, assuming it doesn't include us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me tonight, folks. How's everybody doing? I hope you had a great day. Whatever your day brought you, leave it behind, unless it's like euphoric or something. And join us here on Nightlight, and let's talk about movies and TV and music and comedy and sports tonight. Conrad, we're talking sports tonight. You've got to be thrilled, favorite, and yeah. I'm thrilled to see Mike Clemens.
It's good to have him in the studio.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. It's awesome.
Do you think he'll take a shower while he's here in one of our showers?
Why not, you know?
Yeah.
It's there for a reason.
I put a towel in there and a loofah for Mike. Whatever you want with soap. Do men use loofah? I've never used
it. I mean, I use the Sydney Sweeney soap. So.
You're running low?
You know, I got the 30-pack, and I'm down to the last 10 now. So.
Yikes. Did you get the one with the hole in the...
All 30 of them came with the hole in the middle.
It didn't have a hole when I got him, Pete, but by the time I was done with it, it's terrible. What a horrible way to start off the show. Mike Clemens will be here tonight, folks. We will add sports to our list of fun entertainment topics we talk about here. I saw this funny thing today. Right as we were going off the air yesterday, you told me about Jimmy Kimmel had been suspended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw something on Twitter that said Scott Baio will replace Jimmy Kimmel. And I looked at it and I said, oh God, that's hilarious. And I'm like, wait a minute. For all I know, maybe that is what'll happen. And I don't want Jimmy Kimmel to lose his show. Now they're saying there might be pushback and maybe they'll keep him, but I would almost pay money to see Scott Baio host a talk show. You probably didn't even know Scott Baio.
I had to look it up.
He was Chachi.
You know, when I'm thinking, there's an open seat, Pete.
For Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah. Are you going to make a run for it?
I don't know. The joke he said was funny and it wasn't even about Charlie Kirk. That's why it was a well-constructed joke and it was nothing. He said much worse. So obviously there's a lot of other factors at play here, but, would I do the gig for Jimmy Kimmel money? Yeah.
You know, for how long Jimmy Kimmel has been on, how many years do you think now?
20, 15, at least. No, he was... I would say close to 20, maybe.
I'm just surprised that they just did it, canceled it that fast after, like, you know, how long he's been on TV.
Well, now I'm hearing different things, but it's one of those things where most of the stuff I've read, getting rich and it's follow the money. So, but kind of crazy. And what I hate that it's come to this, like, now, I've talked about this before on the show. When I have someone in a movie who I disagree with politically, if they're a good actor, I like the movie. I'll watch the movie, you know. But what I can't stand, what really bums me out, is people who are so brainwashed they can't on Twitter or some social media platforms. Somebody will say something about like Springsteen. Oh, he hasn't been good in a long time. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel isn't fun. Like, you cannot like him, but don't you sound like, you just sound silly sometimes when you, like Die Hard. I love Bruce Willis. Like, I probably wouldn't vote the same way he does, but am I not going to watch Die Hard? And there are people that are swearing off entertainers because of their political views. It's crazy. We live in crazy times, Conrad. But yes, for you, they're probably normal. Well, you probably don't know much else.
You know, I remember being a kid.
Do you?
Just no worry in the world.
Oh, listen, dude. That's, yeah, no kidding. I wonder, I don't think it's, I think kids today are still friendly. Like, maybe yeah. They probably do have some opinions, but they don't, like, delve into them too seriously when they're around each other.
You know, the big difference between kids nowadays to when I was growing up is I'd be outside all the time. You know, I'd play video games occasionally, but being outside with my friends was like the main thing that we did together.
That's interesting because video games were like front and center still when you were a kid.
Kind of. It was like PS2.
Right.
Xbox, the first one. So I think going outside with my friends, that's all we did. We played sports all the time. Whenever we'd pretend we're in an MLB game.
Right.
Or pretend an NFL game.
Exactly. Did you play tackle football?
It depended on the day.
Like, how do you mean? Like, you're not wearing pads. Like, what's the difference?
All right, say if we were in a small kind of area, we do two-hand touch, but we had a big field to make sure we didn't hit anything when we got tackled.
I'm such an idiot. Like, my friends and I played tackle till we were like 26.
Nice.
Like, you're right. And I remember being in, like, they came down to visit me. I was living in Chicago at the time, and we went to Lincoln Park, and we're on the lakefront playing football. It was a fall day. It was beautiful. And we're playing tackle. And the next day, none of us could move. It was torture. Like, we went out drinking at night, and the next day we just kind of laid on the floor and watched movies. It was awful. And I don't know why. I don't know what I was thinking. But that was just how things were then. You just kind of like, I don't know.
But, you know, you had one day where you're sore, and then you're like, the next day, all right, I'm better.
I don't know about that. It was more than one day. You hit it hard, and it's like, mostly it's not like we were, you know, we weren't trying to kill each other or anything, but you're running fast, and like, you're not used to sprinting. So like, all the next week, you're like, your hamstrings and your quads are just shot.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But you had fun.
I had fun in the moment. Yeah. Which is the problem with a lot of my life. The moment is great. Like Nick Cannon. Hey, we got a text last night that we did not. Oh, actually, it was from overnight. Right, Con? I think our pal Bud from Janesville.
Yeah, 4 a.m., I believe.
4 a.m., Bud. I'm sorry I was not up at that hour. You just barely missed me, but we will read Bud's text now from the 608. What was our question last night? He's addressing
it. Athletes turn actors.
Oh, yeah.
The best ones.
The best pro athletes turn actors. And Bud writes, hey, Pete and Conrad, Toby Keith played semi-pro football and did some acting. Can we accept semi-pro football? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Bud's a pal. I don't want
to. I'll accept it.
All right. Conrad accepts it. He says, he continues, I think maybe he sang a song or two also. Actually, I really, really enjoyed him as a singer and wish he were still with us. Love your show, Bud from Janesville.
You know,
I'm going to sound really stupid here. Toby Keith did die, didn't he?
He did, yeah. This past year.
About a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's terrible.
You know, an emphasis on that text. And you remember last time he texted and he said, like your show. This time he capitalized L-O-V-E.
Thank you, Bud.
All caps, love your show.
And for that, I love Toby Keith and I love you, Bud. Thank you, pal. That's a great text. And yeah, we will count. Conrad will count semi-pro football. Wait a minute. I'm missing your. Oh, is this what you put at the top?
Yes.
All right. I almost missed. All right.
I'm pretty sure we had this talk before about roundabouts.
Probably.
Today, I almost witnessed a crash on the roundabout. It was a smart car, one of those box, you know, the small ones. Oh, and they were in such a rush. They didn't see that the big semi was almost going to hit them.
Oh, no.
And the semi honked, you know, and it was like probably 3 inches. If he went a second before, would have crashed.
So who had the right of way?
The semi.
The semi was already in the roundabout.
Yeah. No, and
the smart car was trying to.
My problem with roundabouts is, why is everyone in such a hurry in a roundabout?
Why is everyone in such a hurry everywhere?
Yeah. Just wait your turn. It's not that hard to follow roundabout rules.
No, it's not. And I mean, a smart car.
It was, I was like, wow. I like everyone behind me was probably the same. Just like, what? That was almost horrible.
And the semi beeped and the roundabout jumped 3 feet in the air, probably. Oh, God. I've seen a few accidents. They're horrible.
I can't stand in roundabouts, especially. Just people just take your time, you know? It's not a rush to get to everywhere.
It's not. I mean, and not only that, sorry if you're late, don't risk other people's lives.
Exactly.
It's that simple. Sorry.
Well, the semi would have been fine, but that's true. The smart
you
car.
You don't know that the semi could have like rolled up one yeah, wheel over the smart car true, and rolled yeah. over. Those smart yeah. cars are pretty safe, apparently, despite how they look and their size.
I don't know against the semi, though. That's the thing. But, you know, just be safe on the road. That's all, you know?
Exactly. That is Conrad's public service announcement tonight. we will have, hey, if you're listening in Milwaukee, we have a new downtown signal here at Civic Media. Check us out on 100.3 WAUK right there in downtown Milwaukee for even a stronger signal if you live right in the city. I mean, AUK, you're getting that anywhere pretty much what we had, right? But this just makes it even better. So, you know, pretty cool.
Just like yesterday, go Panthers. I'm going to say it every day you announce where in Milwaukee.
So I'm trying to be a good company man here and say this announcement, and you're going to make me listen to Go Panthers because I'm being a good employee?
I'm an alumni, okay? I always got to say something.
How, what is their best sport at UWM?
You know, we're pretty good at women's soccer, I believe.
Okay. Women's soccer and basketball is up there. It was anyway.
Nah, well, you know, it's different.
It's different now. Hey, I think it's time we get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, yeah. What is the best singing scene you've ever seen in a movie? Best musical performance in a movie. I can't believe we haven't done this one before. It's a great question. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app. Civic Media app is very easy to use. You know what station you can get on the Civic Media app, Conrad?
What's that?
WAUK 100.3, our new signal. And there you go. Go Panthers. So let us know. You can also drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on Facebook, X, or YouTube. Our question of the night. What is the best musical performance or singing scene you've ever seen in a movie? I'll go first, and I'm going to say the movie The Commitments that came out in the early 90s, they sang Try a Little Tenderness, and it was phenomenal. But I have a couple more because, as usual, I cannot make a decision here. There was a movie called Blinded by the Light where this kid in the Middle East was obsessed with Bruce Springsteen music, and they do this kind of performance of Thunder Road. And it's just, he's got a crush on this girl. It was very sweet and a great scene. And my third one, Tiny Dancer from Almost Famous, when they're all on the bus singing, just amazing. So those are my three. I'll probably think of some more. I'll tell you another one that was good. I rip on Gwyneth Paltrow a lot in the Hollywood Beats, but she is a very good singer. And she and Huey Lewis played a father-daughter duo in the movie, I think it was called Duets, where it was about karaoke. Paul Giamatti loves karaoke. And they sang Cruisin' by Smokey Robinson together. It was awesome. So there's a lot to choose from. I'll get it down to one by the end of the show. But let us know yours, folks. Con, you got one?
I do. I have two. And I think my favorite, though, number one for me, is a little movie I saw about a year ago. And it's called Lyle Lyle Crocodile.
What is that?
And it's a musical, but it's about a crocodile that can sing and has musical talent.
Okay.
But he gets stage fright. But when he's singing to just him and the family that he has, it's really good. I have a little sample. I want to see if you can guess who the singer is.
Yeah.
Got the stars illuminating. It's a place for you and I. A little space for you and I. At the top of the world tonight. When no one else.
Let me think about that over the break.
Okay.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think I know it. But give me let me ruminate.
Sounds good.
All right, we're coming right back, folks. What is your favorite musical performance in a movie? That's tonight's question of the night. When we come back, I'm going to tell you where you can see all of Robert Redford's films. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I really want to see you.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Joe Pecky.
As much as I disagree with Charlie Kirk, no American should ever face physical violence for what they believe. And maybe that's how we get past it and move forward, is just say, this is not about we can't get to a period of political violence. We're in one, and now we got to get out of it. And we have to recognize each other's humanity.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here.
I also don't want to, you know, sit and doom scroll before I go to sleep at night, yeah, because that's not good for my brain. It doesn't help my sleep patterns. Right. And
my brother-in-law, you went to medical school with him. He said at 2 hours, turn off all screens. At 1 hour, get yourself ready for bed. And he goes, and Greg, bed is for two things. That's it.
What are they?
Moving on.
Sleeping in
listen
chest.
Listen to you laugh.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is like going crazy, and it looks like he's doing it to the music. It looks like our stream feed looks like a Madonna video while you're playing that song. This is insane.
It's a great tune.
Oh, it's a great tune. I love it. Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabbit. It's great to have you with me tonight, folks. It's Thursday, Christmas Eve of weekdays, and we are jamming through already. One segment already done. Time is going too fast here. And our question of the night is, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? Or, you know, song or a piece of music or whatever. What is your favorite from a movie? And there are so many. I was just looking up some online, too. You've got all these great musicals. You know, The Sound of Music, A Star is Born, Moonstruck, Grease. I mean, you could. I remember Sid and Nancy, the movie, like, from 1986, and they played a Casey and the Sunshine Band song during that. And there it was. The Doors, Val Kilmer doing Jim Morrison. You've got so many to choose from. 8 Mile. Boys in the Hood. I don't remember a musical performance in that, but Chicago, all kinds of great. Walk the Line. My God, there's a ton of them. So let us know, folks, what is your favorite musical performance in a movie? All right, Conrad, before the break, you played a tune. I did not know who that was.
Yes.
You told me during the break, full disclosure.
Yeah, it's Shawn Mendes.
He's got a great voice. Play a little bit more of that. Let's hear some of that.
Sure.
Guy's got a smooth voice.
We got the stars illuminating. It's a place for you and I. A little space for you and I. At the top of the world,
wow,
tonight. When no one
I've
ever
heard that movie.
To hide. At the top.
He has a lot of good songs in the film.
He does all of them?
Yeah.
No kidding. I'll have to check that out. Those of you who are Robert Redford fans, we've been talking about Robert Redford quite a bit this week because he passed away on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. No, Tuesday morning, early. It was September 16th. You can basically stream all of his films if you want to have like a Robert Redford fest on Prime. They offer all of his biggest hits. I didn't see one of his, you know, biggest or more popular movies that was not available on Prime. So that is just your Nightlight movie tip, folks. But we have a fun show tonight. Speaking of movie tips, it is Thursday, which means it's the popcorn pick of the week. So writer, columnist, Capital Times reporter, Victoria Davis will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Victoria is great, and I'm not just saying that because she did an article on me and Nightlight about 9 months ago. She's always entertaining. We've had her on the show before, and she is fantastic. So I have no doubt she is going to make a terrific popcorn pick of the week. She'll be here at 6:35, and as I mentioned before, we've got Sports Talk on tap at 7:20 with the great Mike Clemens. He will be here, and who knows, maybe we can get Mike to do a picture through the window.
Oh, that's got to happen.
Nightlight window love from Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
What do you think he'll do?
Maybe go into the stretch, you know.
Get under center. Free throw. Do something. Act like a reporter, like he's on the phone about to break the big story.
Yeah.
He's done that. He doesn't have to act like he's that guy. So Mike will be here at 7:20 in studio, which will be fun. Be great to have Mike here. And so let's get some of these texts Bang.com. We have put our question on social media like we do every day. Follow us on Facebook, folks, or give us a like, and you can follow what is going on here at Nightlight. You'll see all of our Nightlight window love photos that we post just about every night. Our question of the day is posted there, all kinds of fun stuff. Sometimes I post there, and you are always welcome to comment, as you know. Conrad said, Lyle Lyle Crocodile. That's the movie from which that song is.
Yes.
Okay. And it's a kid's movie, I assume.
I'd say it's for everyone.
I mean, everyone will like it, but is it like geared toward kids, or is it?
I'd say, yeah, young adults, maybe.
I have to go to the Google for this. Or that's Lyle with two L's.
There's definitely some aspects that I say would be kids, but.
It's rated NC-17. No, it's rated PG.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Look at this. Look at this cast, too. Javier Bardem. Love him. Shawn Mendes is in it as a voice. Constance Wu. Scoot McNairy. Love that guy. He's in so much cool stuff. I'm going to have to check that out. Lyle Lyle Crocodile. If you were doing the popcorn pick of the week.
That would have been it.
That would have been it. So there you go. George Chemers on social media says, Sam playing the piano in Casablanca. Wow, great pull, George. That's an excellent one. Stacy Sue on Facebook says Star Wars. What do you think she's? Oh, she's probably referring to the bar scene where all those creatures are playing. Thank you, Stacy Sue. New Way Fourth. That's a very cool name. Commenting on Facebook says Kermit the Frog singing Rainbow Connection. That is my favorite for the time being. I didn't even think of that. That's a great one. New Way Fourth. Love the name. Thanks for the text. Wonderfully Wisconsin. Says the, oh man, the Dan Band in Old School. I love that. That's Paul Vandenplas. Do you have, you've seen Old School?
Oh yeah.
I'd say let's play that. Let's pull that. But there's so much swearing in it. It's so fun.
Yes.
The best part of that is when Will Ferrell and his new wife are dancing and they hear him drop the first F-bomb and they just look at each other like, did we just hear that? And the place I used to write at in LA was a place called Lulu's Beehive. It was a coffee shop in Studios or Sherman Oaks. And Dan of the Dan Band used to go in there sometimes. And it's so funny. Like, he's not a huge star, but he's so awesome because of what he does. I love the Dan Band. So I had to really kind of temper my, you saying we got 1 minute left or we're number one?
Both.
Okay. But that's a great one. Thank you, Paul. Wonderfully Wisconsin. Give Paul a follow. He does great work at Wonderfully Wisconsin. Cannot wait to see that cheeseburger list, that hamburger list that comes out. He's compiling a list of the best 100 hamburgers in Wisconsin. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal and social media expert, says School of Rock. Excellent. Mike Desitel says Top Gun. Oh, yeah. When Miles Teller is playing the piano.
Oh, yes.
That was a great scene. These are all great. We'll get to some of your text on the text line soon and on the stream. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Davis will be here from the Capital Times making the popcorn pick of the week. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With another guy, here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's so fine. Never to be mine.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Wausau gas lines are getting some work done. WSAW reports the Wisconsin Public Service is working on numerous gas lines across the Wausau area to replace out-of-date gas lines that run to houses and businesses. WPS spokesperson Matt Cullen says updating the natural gas lines is to keep them safe. Cullen also says the WPS is constantly monitoring their services to make sure they are able to replace the equipment that needs upgrading. Many of the construction sites are near busy roads and county highways. And Cullen says drivers should give the construction workers space as they replace the lines and to slow down while passing. The Weston Board of Trustees approved a new member on Monday. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports resident Mark Kern was the sole applicant for the position and was approved in a unanimous vote and was sworn in immediately afterward. The appointment follows significant turnover on the board, with two trustees resigning over the last year. During his interview, Kern told board members he wants to be involved in shaping Weston's future. He will serve until April 2026, when the seat will be on the spring ballot. The Wausau Plan Commission on Tuesday approved partial landmark status for Eastgate Hall in Marathon Park. The Wausau Pilot and Review reports the commission also approved the installation of a bronze sculpture honoring Wausau's logging history. Eastgate Hall has two connected sections, the main building and the stone wing. Commissioners agreed to landmark only the stone wing after Marathon County officials requested that only that wing be considered, not the whole building. The bronze sculpture, called Log Driver, will be installed along the River Edge Trail near Barker Stewart Island. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News. Find more news at WXCO.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. A nice assortment of films are opening this week in theaters. Afterburn stars David Bautista and Samuel Jackson. The story takes place after fire destroys Earth's eastern hemisphere and a treasure hunter sets out to find the Mona Lisa, but realizes that he needs to be a hero and save much more than just a painting. I have to say I'm intrigued, but there are no reviews in yet. Two films open wide that involve sports. Him is a horror film produced by Jordan Peele about a young athlete manipulated by an old pro. And The Senior stars Michael Chiklis as a 59-year-old former high school football player who returns to the gridiron to rectify history. It's rated PG and there are only 7 reviews in, but they are all positive so far. Sounds like a feel-good. And if none of those titles grab you, you might want to check your local listings as Apollo 13 is being re-released in a limited run. If nothing else I mentioned is to your liking, 94% on Rotten Tomatoes and Tom Hanks as an astronaut might be just what you need. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba. Weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. A low tonight in the upper 50s, high tomorrow in the low 70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend, although less rain around. High temperatures will remain in the 70s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's time for Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Wausau East football is brought to you by Grand Ave Artifactory, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Sun Printing, Lapno Sports Bar, Compass Properties, The Mill Yard, and Northern Painting and Coatings. It's time now for Wausau East football on 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a great Northern Conference matchup as the Wausau East Lumberjacks make the short trip to Mosinee to take on the Indians. From Mosinee High School, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by Newman Catholic High School head football coach Paul Micklegg. Both these teams need a win. It's to that point of the season where every game the importance gets bigger and bigger. Lumberjacks are 1-3 overall. They are 0-2 in the Great Northern Conference. They come off a 28-14 loss against Rhinelander last week, and that was on the heels of an 11-10 loss against Tomahawk 2 weeks ago. Meantime, Mosinee also fell last week as they lost to, again, an undefeated squad at Lakeland 24-20. And they are 2-2 and 1-1 in the conference. And one of the first goals every year, Coach Paul Micklegg, is to try to work your way into a position to earn a playoff spot. And as we get to the middle part of the Great Northern Conference season, such a competitive conference, any team I think can beat any other team. But for East especially, time to get some conference wins.
Yeah, I mean, I think your first goal is actually try to, you know, win the conference title, and you kind of go from there. If you're up there trying to win for a conference title, then the playoffs will take care of itself. So both of these teams, like you said, they are looking for a win. You got to get. They're looking for East is looking for their first conference one, and Mosinee's looking for their second. Lakeland, they're all pretty well matched up. You know, Merrill was 21-14, Tomahawk and East was 11-10. Lakeland was 24-20. These games were all close games, so anybody can beat anybody on a given night. And you know, injuries will play a little factor into here and there what you have available every night. So this should be a barn burn because I think both teams need this. Like you said, for that playoff push.
And it's actually a very interesting matchup when you take a look at the two offenses, because with Wausau East, got a number of players, I think, that are capable of stepping up and being game changers. Starting with quarterback Xander Klein, who's hitting on 70% of his passes this season, 4 touchdowns and 1 interception. He's got a couple of targets, very dangerous targets, in Henry Maas and Caden Meverden, and of course they got Ian Stahl at the running back position. And then with Mosinee, it really is one player that has been by far, whether it's throwing the ball, running the ball, playing defense for the Mosinee squad, of course that is Treve Stoffel. But for Wausau East, it's Treve Stoffel you got to keep an eye on, but for Mosinee, I think a number of different Wausau East players are capable of stepping up big time.
Yeah, I mean, East has you know, you're gonna have a little more weapons when you have a little more to choose from, and so they have weapons. They can pass the ball, run the ball. Stahl's a real good running back. They have some real good receivers, and the quarterback can play real well too. So they do have weapons on offense. And Mosinee will probably sit here and go that they have more than Stoffel too. We'll see somebody besides Stoffel will have to come up and win this game for him.
You are noticing as well, as we are watching the warm-ups, that both teams, I think, it's that time of year. We get to the midway point of the season, all of a sudden, especially when the conference gets underway, have to play with some injuries. And it looks as though both teams are going to be a little bit shorthanded tonight, and it's just that time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, outside looking in, if you don't know exactly, missing, Eastside looks like they're missing two linemen, and Mosinee's missing a real good defensive player and their second leading rusher, that changes things. But, this is a time of year where you kind of just got to play through those and you got to get this victory. It'll be very interesting to see how they come out, and do they stick to what they usually do? My guess is both schools are going to stick to what has gotten them to where they are right now, and dance with the one that brought you here.
Wausau East and Mosinee, and it's actually interesting scheduling this week. Great Northern Conference. Three of the four games in the GNC are tonight. In addition to this game, Merrill is home against Antigo. Antigo 1-3 overall, 0-2 in the conference. Merrill, after their win over Medford last week, is now 2-2 and 1-1 in the conference. And a real interesting game tonight in Medford as Lakeland looks to stay undefeated. The Thunderbirds are 4-0 overall, 2-0 in the conference. The Medford Raiders, who are the defending conference champs, but are in a rebuilding process with a lot of young, talented players. They are 1-3 overall, 1-1 in the conference. And then tomorrow night, another surprise team at this point, being undefeated, Tomahawk. They've been winning some very tight games and been very impressive in doing so. Tomahawk 4-0. 2-0 in the conference. Rhinelander 2-2, 1-1. And again, we spoke that, and I was talking to somebody that when you look at this conference, I don't think anyone's going undefeated. I think that so many tight matchups, and you said it, look at the scores. Even the East game against Rhinelander, Lumberjacks came out last week, forced a couple of first quarter turnovers, short fields, touchdowns, led 14-0 before Rhinelander came back and won that game 28-14. But very interesting conference.
Yeah, it's from top to bottom. Like you said, anybody can beat anybody. And you never know. I would sit here and say nobody's going to go undefeated. And Lakeland, Tomahawk, right now both have a chance. But you never know with injuries and things like that. I mean, Tomahawk is a little smaller school. They lose somebody, they could be a whole different team than they were from week 5 to week 6 or week 6 to week 7. So that's what plays a big part into it when you got a school. I know, listened to your conversation with Coach from Tomahawk a couple weeks ago. He's not going to throw that out there, but that's the reality of it is where they lose one or two guys, I don't know if they're going to be able to be the same team as they were. Where somebody like a little bigger, they can handle a little bit more where you can get that next man up. So East can win the rest of these games, and Mosinee can win the rest of their games too. So that's what's making tonight fun.
Yeah, I think every team could say, hey, we could win every game. And also, if you don't play well, you can lose every game, and that's what you want.
Well, I was trying not to use a negative word, Chad, the loss. You're a negativity. I'm positive.
I tell you, I feel bad already. I feel negative. Coming up, we'll hear from a positive gentleman. We'll talk to the head coach of the Wausau East Lumberjacks, Tyler Kramer. We'll talk to the East headman coming up next. It's Wausau East taking on Mosinee High School football on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking to bring a little touch of Vegas to the neighborhood? On October 18th from 2 to 8 p.m., the annual Pub Crawl Bingo invites guests to join the fun at Catlin Street Pub, Matt's 101 Pub, LT Club, and Chatterbox Bar. It promises an afternoon packed with drinks, prizes, and a bit of Sin City sparkle, all in support of St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Early registration is just $10 at any participating bar. Don't miss the excitement. It's bingo, it's a crawl, it's Vegas right at home.
Craving flavor, fun, and a little hometown flair? Welcome to the Mill Yard, Wausau's hottest country bar and grill since 2023. We've been serving up legendary fish fry Fridays, mouth-watering roasted chicken, juicy signature burgers, and can't-miss daily specials. It's more than food, it's an experience. Play darts, hit the jukebox, or catch the game with a cold one in hand. The Mill Yard, where heart, hustle, and hometown hospitality come together. Open daily at 11 a.m., just north of Wausau on County Road W. The Mill Yard, come join the party. From industrial coatings to containment systems, Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, proudly based in Wausau, offers customized solutions to fit your exact needs. Whether you're working on new construction or updating an existing space, our experienced team is here to handle all your painting projects with care and quality. Looking for tough, long-lasting floors? Our epoxy and urethane flooring systems are a great fit for garages, machine shops, aircraft hangars, and heavy-duty industrial areas. At Northland Painting and Coatings Incorporated, we believe in doing the job right and putting our customers first. Every time. Visit northlandpainting.net to learn more and get in touch with our friendly local team. We'd love to work with you.
Since 1981, Lotno's has been Wausau's favorite sports bar. Grab a bit of Wausau's past while you're watching your favorite sports teams at their historic turn-of-the-century establishment. Lotno's is the perfect place to catch all the sports action on their 15 enormous flat-screen TVs, enjoy a night on the town with friends, or have a celebration in their private party room, a great place for birthdays, anniversaries, clubs, or meetings. Lotno's, Wausau's oldest and finest sports bar, 3rd Street, Wausau.
Wausau East High School football continues on 98.9 WXCO as tonight the Lumberjacks taking on the Mosinee Indians. With head coach Tyler Kramer, I'm Chad Holmes. And coach, well, you haven't won with since I've been gone. We're starting a stretch of four games in a row, so hopefully you can get on a winning streak here. But we were just talking. It's such a thin line. I imagine there's a frustration at times when maybe there's a gap. I imagine this frustration is even higher when there's a thin line between winning and losing.
I think it's just such a competitive conference, and I think every coach that I've talked to in the conference has said this thing is wide open. I think they're your conference champions, probably going to have two losses, three losses by the end of the year, and we're not losing any hope with anything. We know we just got to take it week to week, and hopefully we can show a little bit this week what we showed towards the end of the season last year.
And the thing about the last 3 weeks, these are good football teams, good football programs. Logan speaks for itself in terms of where they are. You see an undefeated team now, and maybe it's a surprise, but still Tomahawk is winning football games. And then Rhinelander, perennially, they're always a tough matchup for teams in the GNC. Where do you think at this point maybe the difference is in some of these close football games?
I think Logan, you can see that you could really see just how they pushed at the end of the game, how they've been a good program for a long time. Their kids didn't blink in any eyes of we came back and we were tied 21-21 and it didn't look like anything had happened to them. And then they charged down the field and scored with a minute and a half left. With Tomahawk, just physical. I mean, similar to Rhineland, they're physical kids, and it's one you know what they're going to do on offense. They're going to pound the ball on you, and you got to figure it out, or you're going to lose. And having a 1-point game with one of them, and then ended up having a 2-score game with the other one. We still felt like we were obviously in both those games for quite a while, or had a lead at different times. But the physicality matching up, and just still kind of getting into this is how varsity is, and this is what being a good team is like.
How do you and the coaches try to, I hate to use the term, speed up the process? Is it a matter of just having experiences under the bright lights of a 7 o'clock game on a Friday night, or in this case a Thursday night? Or is there anything that, in terms of some of the inexperience, some of the, you know, the newness of varsity football that you and your coaches can help with at all?
I think it's giving a lot of the leadership up to our captains and the kids. You have a kid like Aiden Kilby, who's been having a stellar season for us, really taking a step up and showing what it is since he started for us his whole sophomore year as well. Kids like Logan Glavinsky are teaching pretty much the whole, I think, well, everybody besides him starting on our O-line is a junior or younger, so he's got a big role in showing these guys what it means to be a Wausau East offensive lineman. We have different numbers and or different names in that with Jackson Gumbert. Xander Klein is our quarterback, has stepped up as a leader quite a bit. Caden Meverden's been showing all the wide receivers what he does and how he's had such success when he was younger. And really having those guys step up and know we're not out of this, and we're one game behind where we were last year at this point, and we still ended up hosting a playoff game last year. So,
I was talking yesterday about this conference, and that you're exactly right, that any game right now it looks as though a team could be 0-2 in the league, could be 2-0 in the league. I wouldn't want to be going to Vegas and betting on any of these games. This conference is so narrow, and I imagine the kids know that as well, and that's got to be something that, yeah, you took a couple of shots, but knowing that any week, if you come out and play well, you're going to win the football game, correct?
100%, and I think that's kind of it's been an interesting one. Obviously, we want to do it after a win rather than after a loss. But checking the scores after our games, and you see, just not even unexpected results, but close games always. Close games between opponents that it wasn't so close last year, where everything's real tight right now, and and you got to bring it every week to win these games. Otherwise it'll end up on the other side of it.
Mosley is always a great challenge, and I'm sure a lot of the guys that were around last year, you know, it was a sweet win to knock off such a good program in the first year in the Great Northern Conference. And you talk about close games. They played a one-possession game against Merrill 2 weeks ago, and then last week a one-possession game against Tomahawk. Not going to be any surprise. Anybody who's looked at Mosley, Treve Stoffel is somebody you've probably seen a lot of on film getting ready for this week.
Yeah, Treve, I mean, he's a great athlete, one of the best, if not the best, in the conference, and one of the best, if not the best, in the state at his position. He does everything well, is extremely composed, and to beat Mosney, you got to get him off his game a little bit. And you see how well coached they are. They're very advanced, and that's why they had so much success in the past 4 or 5 years with all the athletes that they've had come through. And I think it should be a real fun one tomorrow, but I think we match up really well with them.
Real quickly, it's a short week going from a Friday to a Thursday. Does that change anything for you in preparation for the guys in terms of getting wound up for a football game? Does it matter in any way having one less day to get ready for this game?
I think my coaches and myself, we all know that preparation for us has to be done a day earlier, but we try to keep everything the same structure-wise of the week that we can. So generally on a Friday game day week, we would do walkthrough on Thursday, but we don't do a walkthrough on Wednesday. We'll do a short walkthrough before the game tomorrow, just to keep it as similar as it is on any other week.
And finally, what are the keys? I said it, Mosley's played close games, you play close games. What are the keys for Wausau East to go make that short trek and make the bus ride home a sweet one?
I think the obvious one, we touched on it before, is you got to get their quarterback off his game. I don't think anybody's going to completely stop him. I think we even showed in the game last year, we came out and we were up 16-0 right away, and it felt like Treve had turned into Superman a little bit. But getting him off of his game a little bit and then letting us push the pace on offense. I think once we control where the ball is at, running what we want to run, and not going to what their defense is dictating toward us, we can beat anybody on the rest of our schedule.
Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Head coach of the Lumberjacks, Tyler Kramer, will come back, get you ready for the opening kickoff. It's Wausau East taking on Mosinee on 98.9 WXCO.
Are you in the game for more than your ordinary shopping experience? Visit Grand Ave Artifactory at 2312 Grand Avenue on Wausau's southeast side, where yesterday's style meets today's creativity, featuring antique and vintage treasures, upcycled and handcrafted items, and local products. You're sure to score big with unique finds. Discover something special and support local. Grand Ave Artifactory proudly supports Wausau East Athletics.
Hi, this is Mark Craig. Come visit Compass Properties 3rd Street Lifestyle Center. Support locally owned businesses in downtown Wausau. The Pinery, The Chocolate Cafe, Forward Beverage, Polito's Pizza, Lemongrass, Chow, Jimmy John's, Isaac's, Magnolia Soap and Bath, Modern Gents, Campbell Haynes Menswear, Tanya's Bridal, Asian Massage, Reflexology Center, and listen to 98.9 Bull Falls Radio. Shop local at the 3rd Street Lifestyle Center in beautiful downtown Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams, so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Chad Holmes and Paul Micklick back here from Mosinee. We've got just a few seconds before the anthem. We'll take another quick time out during the national anthem because sometimes the microphone very difficult to pick up the music. But it does look like, as we on this warm evening, potential some rain. And that could be a bit of a wild card, couldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to even the playing field out, whatever that playing field is. And I don't think it's going to affect Mosinee as much as maybe East with throwing that ball around and the offense that they run, more of a ground. So that will be that could be a factor. The way it looks, it might be going a little to the south of us. Hopefully, it stays south, right?
Yeah.
But we're nice and dry up here.
Well, you never know with the wind blowing the wrong direction. I've been up in booths where it just blows right into you. So
we don't want that.
We don't want that, definitely. But what we're going to do is take one more quick timeout and then come back with the opening kickoff as the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on the Mosinee Indians. It's high school football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. On Friday night, the Newman Catholic High School football team will look to move into a tie for first place in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference with a win at first place Marion Tigerton. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, and Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. It's Newman Catholic taking on Marion Tigerton Friday night, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7, live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes and Paul Miklik back from Mosinee. I was about to say that we're almost set for kickoff, but we had the playing of our national anthem. The color guard was leaving, and instead of the public address announcer saying it's time to meet the starting lineups, instead he said we're in a lightning delay. So, yeah, there's some dark clouds beyond the bleachers as we look across the way. So no rain falling right now, but some electricity in the air, and that means a delay. And, again, you should know this probably as well as anybody. How long is the delay?
30 minutes.
30 minutes from the last time that we saw it. Every time there is another lightning that we see, it resets the clock for 30 minutes. So hopefully it's not going to be something that is rolling through for the next hour or so, but I can feel the breeze blowing into our booth. So a lightning delay after everybody was ready to go, and we'll have a little bit of a delay before opening kickoff here between Wausau East and Mosinee. How does this affect the teams? Is it better to have it now than if the game had started?
Yeah, that is. I mean, if you want to compare, you know,
hey,
too bad.
I want to say
you are
positive.
Mr. Positive. You are.
You,
yeah.
You got all over me about being negative. Let's look at the positive.
It was
here.
The positive. Way it looks, you know, not that the